Bear with me, because after not doing this for 2 months, I've kind of forgotten how all this works. I'm going to call the meeting to order, and can we start with a roll call, please?
Yes, thank you. Matt Cartier.
Present.
Eric Forsman.
Here.
Ellie Just.
Here.
Shaquana McIntyre. Absent. Connor Randall.
Present.
Roz Randorf.
Here.
Therese Timonic. Good timing. Thank you.
For the next agenda item, as noticed, the DETA board will be going into a closed session under the attorney-client privilege to discuss pending and potential litigation. A closed session for this purpose is allowed under Minnesota Statute Section 13D.05. No votes will be taken during this closed session. Because litigation will be discussed, the closed session will not be recorded. The public is now asked to leave the council chambers. We will notify you when the closed session is over. I apologize, but hopefully this won't take that long. We'll let you guys know when you can come back in. Is there a party going on? Oh, I'm scared.
That would be great.
And my daughter is going to be here very quickly.
Second part when everybody's in here. Right. Hear my practice run. All right, the closed session has concluded. The DETA board meeting will now resume in open session. I believe we do have members of the public here to address the commission.
That is correct. So we have Oswee Castaldo, 2614 West 15th Street. For resolution 23D24, neutral.
Thank you, commissioners. So for my statement, I'd like to state that the taxes paid by a property are based upon the property's assessed market value. When the owner of Lincoln Park Flats entered into a TIF agreement, an agreement was entered for minimum market values assessment, a floor below which property taxes could not fall. The proposal before DETA today is a proposal to terminate the TIF agreement, including the minimum market value assessment. Before the minimum market value assessment came into effect, Lincoln Park Flats had a net tax capacity of $46,970. After the minimum market value assessment, the property had a net tax capacity of $123,308. The TIF subsidy is $53,168. The action before DETA will lower the property's net tax capacity by $76,338. The action before DETA will cost the public $23,000 a year more than maintaining the TIF agreement originally in place. Why is DETA rewarding taking away housing with a tax break greater than the TIF subsidy? If you're not able to answer that, I would urge DETA today to please table this motion until after the election so that citizens can trust this decision is truly in the public's best interest and not based on political interest. Thank you.
Other members of the public here to address the commission?
No others are signed up at this time.
All right. We have no public hearings today, so we're going to move on to approval of the meeting minutes from the last meeting. Can I get a motion, please?
We don't have any minutes transactions for this special meeting.
So we're just moving on to resolutions.
Yes.
All right. Moving on to resolution 23D-23, resolution authorizing utility easement restoration agreement between DETA and the City of Duluth related to the vacation of portions of two unimproved platted alleys between 52nd and 53rd Avenues West, north of Wadena Street. I get a motion on that one, please.
Second.
Yeah, update as to Director Fleege, anything?
President Cartier, commissioners, no, this will help facilitate some development by allowing this out by Wadena, and it's part of some of our housing projects that will be moving to council. So,
what questions from commissioners? Right, can I get a motion? Approve. All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? On to resolution 23D-24, a resolution terminating the development agreement TIF note and minimum market value assessment agreement for Lincoln Park Flats owned by Duluth Lincoln Park 1 LLC.
So moved.
Director Fleet, do you want to give us a little background on this one related to it?
Commissioners, this is a project that obviously DETA approved to provide public subsidy. It went through the process to approve that. This is a resolution that would terminate the development agreement, the TIF note, and the minimum assessment value for the property. Maybe respond perhaps to the comments that were shared. Our understanding is that that minimum value is normally established by the county so that the landowner can't go back and petition to a lower amount, so it could negatively impact the TIF. This will be taxed just like it would have been as part of the normal TIF. So their taxes will not change. They're set by the county. They're collected by the county. Really, what this will do is address how those funds are used. And if this is agreed to approved by the DETA board, basically the PAYGO note would be extinguished, and there would be no further payments beyond what was laid out here, you know, under the $875 for this. So I think Commissioner Randorf coined it in the article over the paper. It's probably the least worst option. I mean, clearly the city is committed, and Mayor Larson is, to building housing of all kinds and affordable units. And that was the intent of this originally. Certainly was the intent of the developer as well. So it's been a long process as we've worked through this. We believe that this is a good agreement that allows both parties to walk away and preserve the opportunity to build other housing in the future. I would encourage commissioners to vote affirmative.
Questions now?
President Cartier. So thank you, Director Fleege. I don't know that I have a question yet. It's my understanding that the 23 affordable units that have already been there for a year, that they are going to be continued for another year. And this is a 25-year agreement that the city originally signed. So while I think we're all lamenting the potential loss of 23 years of that 25-year, there is a small, very small silver lining that at least we got the 2 years of these affordable units, knowing how deeply we need them across the city. I couldn't agree more with what Councilor Randorf said, that it's kind of I think I've heard a couple of versions of it, but it's the most palatable option. It's the best of the worst options that we have. Certainly, I think the developers would probably agree with that as well. But I think as we think about this body's responsibility to maintain the rest of our affordable housing units across the city and the potential implications that taking this to litigation could end up with, it could be a much worse outcome for our residents. And so I think that's something weighing heavily on my mind as we think about what to do with this today, and also to get the get the public subsidy out of this project if it's not going to be what we thought it would be. I think it's better than not having an option before us. So this is a tough one. It's been in the media a lot. I think it just kind of captures the spirit of what a lot of people are thinking about in terms of housing across our city right now. It's unfortunate, but it's reality too, that sometimes you got to make tough choices in these seats. Right now, I think I'm certainly in favor or with this today.
Thank you, President Cartier. Thank you, Director Fleege, for that summary. I concur with Commissioner Forsman. As a counselor and a DETA commissioner, the one thing that we've done over the past 4 years as a council is really focused on affordable housing. So when we lose it in a situation like this, it really hurts. Would it be possible? I see the developer is in the audience. Did they want to talk to those 23 units, whether or not they were going to be still here for the next 12 months, or any comments you'd like to make? Whoops, I didn't hear that. All fine for another year. Thank you for that. Another silver lining is, you know, as a DETA commissioner, we are pro-development. We love it when developers come in. Our subsidies and our TIFs are but-fors. If a project can't happen, we try to find and fill those gaps because we want more developments, we want more businesses, and certainly we want more housing. And so having this as a private development is still good for Duluth. We look forward to spending that $2.3 million in another development so we can get more housing, and we will be working hard on the horizon to do such.
Get worried, I don't know, I'm sure this is probably a conversation along the lines, but it doesn't feel like a good look to be So I hope that was something that was addressed on, like, how does that look for the city of Duluth? That was brought up in the conversation. That's important. We want to look like we're open for business. Set a precedence here, so.
And President Cartier, I know the answer to this, but I figured I'd ask it for public record. Director Fleege, can you talk a little bit about how you're approaching development agreements moving forward? To clarify some of these issues that I think were arguably gray, but certainly we would want some clarity around.
President Cartier and Commissioner Forsman, as you'll recall, Council did request planning and the housing team to go back and look at all development agreements, and especially ones going forward. You know, as we shared with you, we felt like it was pretty clear in our minds as to the way the development agreement was crafted. But we have worked with the city attorney to come up with more ironclad language that leaves no doubt as to what the intent of what the other housing, the non-affordable units, need to be. So we are, you know, again, we're okay if a developer comes and they say we're going to do a portion of affordable, and I know we've talked about the flats project as one that that actually did, or the lofts project that came and built in VDUs. So again, I think we need all sorts of things. We need hotels. We need short-term rentals too. But we need housing, and when we enter into and provide public subsidy for housing, that is what the intent is. So I would agree that the language is more ironclad going forward. And again, I think the developer would have liked to have kept it as housing, but it really became, and we've talked about this at length, a math problem. I mean, there was just no way that they could cover their debt service for it to even work. So, and they couldn't close on permanent financing without more revenue. And 74 units just cannot generate enough revenue to make it work. And we worked very closely with Ehlers, who went through their books. They were very transparent and open. They shared all their information. So we feel like, you know, they're a good builder. They just got caught in a bad spot with pricing and with interest rates because they still haven't closed. They're waiting to close to get their permanent financing dependent upon action that you're going to take today. So,
thank you.
All right, we'll move to a vote. So all those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? On to resolution 23D-25, resolution authorizing cooperative construction agreement between DETA and MnDOT for Twin Ports Interchange Parking Replacement Project.
Motion to approve.
Second.
Background on this one, please, Director.
President Cartier, Commissioners, this is a project that's connected with the TPI, the Twin Ports Interchange Project with MnDOT. It's a property that DETA has. It's underneath the flyover bridge that'll be constructed, and it's the ability for us to move forward and develop that into parking to support the Lincoln Park neighborhood. And I would ask you to. But we've had a team from P&D work with them, and happy to answer any questions.
Questions from commissioners? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Everything on the agenda for today?
We had one more item.
One more.
Yeah. 23D26.
On the back of the page.
Surprise.
All right, moving on to resolution 23D-26, resolution authorizing DETA to enter into a license agreement with the City of Duluth for storage of materials on Lot D.
I'll move.
Second.
Self-explanatory, I think we've done this before.
President Cartier, yes. It will support the seawall construction that'll be done at the deck. And it's just a lay-down area for the contractor to stage materials for that project. And it's we can usually do license agreements for 6 weeks during the construction, so it requires a loan agreement with the city.
All questions? On to a vote. All those in favor?
Aye.
That is the last item on the agenda. So I will call the meeting closed. Adjourned.
Thank you.